be able to enter through the narrow gate, but that some will fail to enter because they lack the necessary strength. So, what is this narrow gate? Obviously, according to Jesus, it's a way of living that separates the kids from the adults, one that separates those who take the path of least resistance from those who struggle to overcome resistance. And by resistance, he means the resistance to changing one's mind, to changing one's way of thinking, perceiving, and acting. Have you tried to change your spouse's mind? Have you tried to change your children's mind? Have you tried to change your parents' mind? I would never dream of asking a Jesuit to change his mind. In today's New York Times, Bret Stephens describes what he calls the key to our country's resolving its present difficulties to create what he calls in the article's title, America the Beautiful. What came to America with the early settlers and still resides with us, he writes, is, quote, the idea of liberty, which emerges from a distinctive intellectual tradition that emphasizes the claims of individual conscience, a disintermediated relationship with God, and a skeptical view of state power, end quote. This idea of liberty, the desire for liberty, he continues, stands in sharp contrast to a desire for plunder and domination, a desire that also came with the early settlers. The real beauty of America, he continues, has less to do with the outer vistas of achievement and acquisition than the inner ones, the ever-renewing possibility of being more perfect according to ideas we hold as our starting point and destination. End quote. In other words, the resolution of external problems that arise from a desire for plunder must be an internal resolution in which each individual comes to desire within himself or herself liberty for themselves and liberty for all. So, entering through the narrow gate requires as a necessary condition for passage an interior mindset of desires and of values. For many people, the expectation that they change their minds, their ideas and attitudes is so threatening and so anxiety-provoking that few actually make the change. It is this threatening, anxiety-provoking quality that makes the gate narrow. And only the most courageous and open to change actually make it through the gate. Buddhism provides us a useful point of comparison. According to Buddhism, human suffering arises from the attachment to, and thereby the lack of detachment from, our desires and personal ambitions. The attachment produces continuous worries and restlessness because pursuing desires and personal ambitions requires considerable effort in the face of risk and even threat, and the fear that our desires and ambitions will never be fully realized. In other words, the more I am attracted to, meaning insistent on, compelled by, focused single-mindedly on, and striving relentlessly for financial independence, affluence, career, social success, prestige, emotional highs, and sexual gratification for myself, among other things, the greater will be my worries and my restlessness, and those worries and restlessness will be continuous. Note that the problem, according to Buddhism, is our attachment, our insistence, our compulsions. The problem is not the things themselves. So the problem is internal to us as a matter of our attitudes. Admittedly, attitudes arise from the tempting power of external things, but the problem is still internal. Jesus would certainly say the same thing, but with several important qualifications. First, Jesus would say that this detachment must be from all created things, and that our first allegiance must be to God, who is the source of all creation, the source of our very lives, and the source of all human desire that leads to personal authenticity and fulfillment. Second, Jesus would say that, to quote St. Ignatius, we are created by God to give, to love God who created us and who loved us first, and then to grow into full, satisfying lives of personal authenticity by loving and serving God. Therefore, Ignatius continues, we must make use of created things insofar as they help us fulfill the purpose for which we are created, and avoid those things that do not help us. For example, for some of you, a Jesuit education is a good created thing. Perhaps you're pursuing a Jesuit education. It's a good created thing that can help you fulfill the purpose for which you are created, provided that you use it for that purpose in interior freedom from attachments like social status, financial gain, and so on, for their own sakes. Similarly, your talents, abilities, and gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to you to fulfill the purpose for which you are created, not for self-aggrandizement and self-gratification, especially as both may jeopardize other people's welfare. The preeminent example for me of self-aggrandizement these days is Jeffrey Epstein. He moved with astonishing speed from a barely middle-class childhood to the highest levels of affluence and social prestige because he lived out Jesus' assertion that the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. In other words, he knew how to use his extraordinary intelligence, his good looks and charm to amass great wealth that served him and certain friends alone, and at the cost of many people, those he cheated of their wealth and the young teenage women he exploited. So whether we enter the narrow gate will depend on our willingness to place God, our Creator, at the center of our lives, and to seek detachment from self-serving, and in some cases, from unhealthy desires and ambitions. Our goal must be to achieve a generous, outward-looking authenticity and fullness of life as we help Jesus build his kingdom and give glory to God. The glory of God is a human being fully alive in Christ, says St. Irenaeus, summarizing the whole process for us. On a final note, we might ask why Jesus is so antagonistic about those who fail to enter through the narrow gate. They lack the strength, he says, and in their lack of strength prefer created things to him. So his antagonism seems to arise from an impatience with their short-sightedness and the missed opportunity of relationship, growth, and service. So how do you choose? How do I choose? What is your interior process? Jesus invites you and me today to realize with greater awareness the awesome life he offers us, and to resolve to overcome our own resistance and to step courageously through the narrow gate.